Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
As Autism Awareness Day approaches on April 2, on Healthline this week, we help you understand the neurological disorder a little bit better. Autism is considered a common chronic condition as it affects 1 in every 68 children. It is also known as Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, as the condition can range from mild to severe in affected persons. Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan, says children with autism may have impaired communication where they do not interact well with peers or parents.
It affects children's ability to communicate. It affects their ability to interact with others. And they also have some behaviors that would be considered unusual. The communication means that their speech is either delayed or in some cases absent or in some cases unusual. And that's about speech, which is expressive language. There's also receptive language, which is about understanding. So some children will not understand the usual commands when you're little and you're told to go and pick something up, or when you're asked your name, they may not respond, and also affects nonverbal communication.
Children with autism tend to get upset with changes and enjoy doing things repetitively. About half the children with autism also have intellectual disabilities, but regardless of this, autism causes communication problems. Autism affects boys more often than girls, with 1 in every 42 boys and 1 in every 189 girls being diagnosed with the condition. Professor Sams-Vaughan says autism is often diagnosed in its early stages in young children and is done using mainly the spectrum of the disorder itself and the IQ of the child.
You have absolutely brilliant people who are on the spectrum. A lot of persons on the spectrum end up in the IT industry because they are particularly good at systems and structures, and they can often see things that other people can't. Many of you went to school with persons who are on the spectrum. They're persons on the spectrum all through industry, everywhere. They may not be diagnosed because they may not have the very severe features, but they're contributing tremendously to our society.
Symptoms of Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, can vary greatly from person to person, depending on the severity of the condition. Symptoms may even go unrecognized for young children who have mild ASD or less debilitating impairments. Very early indicators that require expert evaluation may include no babbling or pointing by 12 months old and no two-word phrases by age 2, no big smiles or other warm, joyful expressions by 6 months. Other symptoms may also include the absence of back and forth sharing of sounds, smiles, or other facial expressions by 9 months. Professor Sams-Vaughan says parents with autistic children need to seek professional advice as early as possible.
Sometimes they are told your child will grow out of it. We prefer for you to come and see us as professionals. Go and see your health provider, your nearest health clinic. If you are concerned, keep seeing someone until your child is properly assessed so that you can determine whether that child has a problem, because we know that early intervention works. The earlier we identify children who have special needs, the better it is for that child's outcome.
Professor of Child Health Development and Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Maureen Sams-Vaughan. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JISNews, Instagram @JISVoice, and interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.